I've always admired anyone who has that entrepreneurial gene, as we call it, Greg. But the fact and the situations we find ourselves in now, that planning that came in front of us tonight, the amount of businesses who are trying to enhance their business, improve their business, and build on what they've been very successful. We also looks like one of the major international brands will be coming to Letterkenny on the retail sector side, which we met with the Chamber last week, and they're telling us that people are reporting having their best Christmas in 12 years. So I think it's good to allude to the fact that there's a lot of positivity around there. The retail sector in Letterkenny and the business sector and they kind of deserve an awful lot of plaudits given the fact that they've come through and continue to come through a very difficult time, but an awful lot of them have reinvented themselves and now are starting to reinvest, and I think that has to be welcomed.
But if you look around Letterkenny, there are big gaps and some major areas that have no retail facilities in them any longer. So with that in mind, do we have to be careful with how we treat planning and what we allow and what we don't?
Well, absolutely. I suppose we've been fairly proactive, and we always have, given the fact that we are one of the key towns in the country, with the largest town in the northwest. So it's only right that we reflect that with regards to the businesses we're trying to attract, but also working with them to make sure that they locate in Letterkenny. Of course, things are still tough, things are very, very hard, but the resilience that's been shown, and I think the innovation, and obviously now the positivity, that we have people investing within their own businesses and we're still attracting big names, can only be good for the town.